Ed, you're up against one of the great running machines of the AFL on Saturday. You're looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. It's already been highlighted. That's probably the number one strength is the amount of players who sort of have those traits of overlap run and really aggressive spread. So, yeah, it's going to be a challenge, but I think everyone's pretty keen to have a crack.
Do you adopt a more accountable sort of game style, or do you take them on head-to-head? What's the plan?
I think we try and be accountable every week, so in terms of that, probably won't change much. Everyone's got their roles with accountability, and that's really important, but you don't want to take too much away from your own strengths, so we'll look to challenge them when it's appropriate, and when it's appropriate to defend, we'll do that.
Sorry, Ed, do you mind
looking
more this through?
Yep.
You've obviously, with that challenge ahead, must have been delighted that Nat got the all clear with the concussion then?
Yeah, I think if he gets through training today, which I'm sure he will, he'll be good to go. It's always good having your captain out there.
What is it going to be like probably having Matt DeBoer, a former teammate, go to him, Nat, and obviously try to quell his influence because he's had a pretty impressive past couple of weeks as well?
Yeah, no, Matt's been going really well. I've watched a few of their games and from the vision we've already seen, he's played some great roles and on some of the game's best. And if he does go to Nat or whoever he might end up on, it'll be like any other player tagging one of our own. So, we'll look to support whoever he tags and whether that be Nathan, I think they're good mates, so it should be a good duel.
How do you go about supporting Nat in that role? How do you, in the rules, tag a tagger, I guess, or take them off their role?
Yeah, it's hard. It probably comes down to two parts. Whoever it tags, if he does tag Nathan also has to play a role. And it's all about creating sort of 2v1s at stoppages and freeing up some of our players. But then, yeah, you've got to, within the obviously the rules of the game, you've got to be disciplined. But, you do want to physically get into the tagger and make it a tough day for them.
When you've got a bona fide stopper like Matty, do you have someone like a talent of Nat maybe swing forward a bit more and play more in the attack?
I'm not so sure what they'll come up with in the brains trust inside, but that might be an option. But I think as we saw last week, Matty switched it up a bit between quarters. So I think he went to Kelly for a quarter and then Dangerfield. So we're not too sure what he'll end up doing.
How much work have you done on Canberra, the Oval? They're very good there, and I think you've played there twice as a team.
Not too much, to be honest. They change the dimensions of this Oval every week, so I guess that's part of it. But I've personally never played there, so I'm excited. I've heard it's a great Oval to play at.
Yeah, I suppose you always have that anywhere, anytime mantra, but do you do any study having not played there? Do you speak to anyone that might have played there?
No.
Doesn't matter?
No, not to me.
It's quite a big ground. Does that free up space for the runners like yourself and Brad Hill?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd always prefer to sort of play on a bigger oval. That's why I like playing at Optus Stadium and some of those bigger grounds. But, I think it'll be a good game to watch.
You're out of contract at the end of the year. What's happening on that front? Any movement on that front?
No, not huge movement, to be honest. It's probably not something I'll really look to address until sort of the back half of the year, and then I'll have those discussions then.
You feel like you're happy here? You feel like the club's going somewhere?
Yeah, absolutely. I think our start is showing that we're really on an upward trend, and certainly being in the game last week against the best in the comp, it was certainly a winnable game for us, we felt. So it's really positive, and it's a long season.
What else did you take out of that game a few days on from it?
Probably doesn't help starting the game 1-9, so that's obviously one of the anomalies of football, but but we figured out that if we play the brand we want to play, it certainly gives us our best chance, and our brand did hold up against the best in the comp in West Coast, so that's really positive.
So the brand and the structures definitely held up, and the pressure you applied, the skills didn't. How do you go about addressing that in the short term and B over a longer period of time?
I think this, in terms of skills and goal kicking, that's more an individual component. I think that's sort of on the onus of the player to master that skill, which it's shown it's an incredibly hard skill to master. But in terms of giving ourselves the best look, that's more mechanics and game style, and I thought we had ample opportunities on the weekend. So I think if we have that sort of opportunity every week, I think the wheel will turn and we'll kick a winning score.
You kicked, I think, 21 goals the first week, but haven't been able to get anywhere near that. Is that just purely the opposition that you played, comparisons over the 4 weeks?
Yeah, probably. I think, I don't know how many goals we kicked that day, 21 or whatever, but you're not going to kick that every week, especially in the landscape of the AFL at the moment. So that's obviously positive. Anytime you kick that many goals, you're pretty happy, but you're more looking to win than kick big scores.
You've been one of the better performers in the opening month. How have you assessed it? Would consistent be a word that comes to mind for yourself?
Yeah, that was something I was really looking to improve this year. I think my home form was pretty good last year, but when I played away, I was a bit inconsistent. So I've been reasonably happy with my opening month, but I'll be looking to improve. I think I've still got a few gears to climb through.
The club obviously wants to be more competitive on the road. Gold Coast was a tough loss, but now another crack. Now, how early is it to get a win early in the season on the road?
Yeah, no, it's incredibly important. I think getting a win wherever you are is as important. But yeah, our away record hasn't been great in previous years, and that's certainly something we're looking to address. So I think it's more about preparation, and we still do have a relatively young group. So it's more just about finding that consistency of preparation wherever you are, and yeah, that'll come.
Just quickly on your contract talks at the end of the year, is there any part of you that, you know, at one point in life you'd like to play with your brother potentially? Is that something you guys have spoken about?
Not particularly. As I said, I don't think I'll really address it until the end of the year. I don't want to complicate my footy too much at the moment. But I mean, I've played a few games with my brother, and I mean, you're always going to want to play with your brother. That's pretty natural, but it's not something I'll be considering anytime soon.